Next on Vikings Huddle, find out who Joe Webb thinks is faster, him or rookie receiver Cordarrelle Patterson. We are breaking it down with students from Sunnyside Elementary. This is Vikings Huddle. Welcome to Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play voice for the Minnesota Vikings. We are at Mall of America, right next to Nickelodeon Universe, and this show is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. It's a new show from the Vikings Entertainment Network, and it's designed to appeal to families and young people, hopefully taking you behind the scenes and underneath the helmet of some of your very favorite Minnesota Vikings players. I see we have a great audience today from Sunnyside Elementary. Can I hear Sunnyside Elementary, please? Oh, yeah. We also have a junior broadcaster joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, throughout the year, we will bring some of the most talented junior broadcasters you ever will meet. This is Tim Caron. He is a seventh grader at Northdale Middle School, and he's a student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. Can we have a round of applause, Sunnyside, for my man, Tim? Tim, let me ask you a question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a marine biologist because I get to work in the ocean and with a lot of cool animals.
That sounds great. Did you ever see the movie Dolphin Tale?
I have.
Yeah, so you want to do what Harry Connick did in that movie, right?
Yeah.
What a great career choice that would be. Now, are you a fan of the Minnesota Vikings?
I am a big fan.
Sunnyside, do you love the Minnesota Vikings? Yeah! So do I. Tim, who's your favorite Viking and why?
I'd have to say Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson? Why do you like him so much?
Because he's going for the record.
Going for the record. That's what he's doing. Give me a high five, my buddy. Adrian Peterson's an excellent selection. We have another very athletically gifted and talented Viking set to join us now. Sunnyside Elementary, can we have a round of applause for a man who started as a wide receiver, then became a quarterback, and now he's a wide receiver again? Ladies and gentlemen, number 14, Mr. Joe Webb.
Where I go, this way?
Yeah, come on over here. Joe, chat with us quickly. See, we have a junior broadcaster here, and even though I have a son in the seventh grade and a daughter in the fifth grade, this young man, Tim, is so talented that he wants to take over Vikings Huddle and ask you a bunch of questions and try to steal my job. So best of luck to you, Tim. Here's Joe Webb. You want to ask some questions?
Yes. All right, so Joe, what types of activities did you do as a kid to be active?
I was an outside guy, so I had three brothers. We would always play basketball, baseball, break a couple of my mom's windows, get in trouble. We also played football also, so that's how I became very good at sports, because my brother, we would go outside and play all day, every day.
All right, so practices seem pretty tough. If there was one thing that you would change, what would it be? And I promise we won't tell Coach Frazier.
About practice, what would I change?
Throw more passes to Joe?
No, I'll tell you what, but I can't change this. It would be the winter time, practicing outside in the cold in Minnesota. But I can't change the weather.
What's your next question, buddy?
All right, what is your favorite team to play against?
Favorite team to play against? I like Green Bay, but that's a big-time rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Also Chicago, you know, everyone in our division.
So in our school, there is a huge push for people to eat breakfast. Do you eat breakfast, and why?
I love breakfast, my favorite meal of the day. I get to wake up from a good night's sleep, get a full stomach before you go to school, and, I love it. Bacon, you know, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite, too.
Good question, Tim. What's next?
All right, and last, how do you prepare yourself for game day?
I make sure I'm focused. You know, read over my plays, make sure I have everything down pat, listen to my music, you know, be ready to go.
And who is your role model growing up, and who is your role model currently on the team?
My role model, the football player role model?
Who was your role model growing up?
I would say my mom.
Yeah.
My mom's role model.
Good for you.
She put in a lot of hard work, so watching my mom put in a lot of work, that made me put in a lot of work in what I do, and that's that.
Jim, excellent job with the questioning. How about a round of applause for Tim, our junior broadcaster from Northdale Middle School? We thank Joe Webb for joining us. He'll be here for the balance of the show. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle, presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota from Mall of America at Nickelodeon Universe. Sunnyside Elementary. All you good-looking kids having a great time with this new show? Well, so are we. Don't leave. Vikings Huddle is back right after this.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back to Mall of America. Nickelodeon Universe. I'm Paul Allen here with Sunnyside Elementary. Joe Webb of the Minnesota Vikings is our featured guest on Vikings Huddle, provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. How many in the crowd want to see Joe do what he does? Throw and catch. Well, we're about ready to do that, but I'm going to ask Joe a question first. You played quarterback, and now you play wide receiver. Which one is tougher and why, Joe?
Of course, quarterback is tougher. You know, you got the team on your shoulders, and everyone's looking at you, so quarterback.
Well, let's see Joe throw and catch, and he's going to play with Victor. How about a round of applause for the best mascot in the league, Victor Lucky? Okay, guys, take it away. Touchdown. Victor, go ahead. Victor, back to pass, looks right, pumps, fires deep, left side, Joe Webb is open, touchdown!
Go do my dang, go spike it for me, spike it. You gotta get up and spike it. Get up and spike it.
Okay, how about a round of applause for Victor and Joe Webb, Sunnyside? We have more Vikings Huddle coming up for you shortly from Mall of America. Don't leave. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. How are you kids doing? From Sunnyside Elementary, Joe Webb, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, is here, and I'm Paul Allen. We're happy to be joined by Miss Christy Moline. She is the manager of injury prevention for Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. Joe is our featured guest. Joe, what's your question for Miss Moline?
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Joe.
I have a question. What do you do for a living?
I run the injury prevention program at the Children's Hospital, at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. And to you, that means that we try to keep you from coming into our emergency department with an injury. So we talk to you about things like bike helmets and always wearing your seatbelt properly, those sorts of things.
Christy, for these kids not only here but those watching Vikings Huddle, stress the importance of wearing a helmet when you ride your bikes.
Right. The most important thing about bike helmets is to do just that. It's to wear it every single time you ride, even if you're just going down the street at your friend's house. And it's important that you wear the right helmet for the activity. So Joe would not wear this helmet if he were playing football, would he? No, this is a bike helmet. So it's important to wear the right helmet and wear it every time you participate in that activity.
Christy, Joe is very used to wearing a helmet when he plays football, but like you said, that's a biking helmet, so therefore it's a little different. Does he have it on the right way, and what's the proper way for kids to use bicycle helmets?
I will tell you, either your head is too big for the helmet or the helmet is too small for your head. That one looks like it does not fit very, very well. It looks a little too high.
Yeah, I might have to bring a new helmet.
And this goes beyond bicycling, kids. I would imagine, Ms. Moline, that it goes for inline skating, those who ride scooters. What else do we need to know?
Right. You mentioned inline skating and scooters. A bike helmet will work for biking and for inline skating and for scooters, but it will not work for skateboarding. So for skateboarding, you need a special helmet. Does anybody know what a skateboard helmet looks like?
That's a good-looking helmet.
It is. This one is designed specifically for skateboarding. And the helmets, there's different helmets for different activities because they've been designed to protect your head in the types of impacts that you might experience during that specific activity.
Thank you very much, Christy. Christy Moline, Manager of Injury Prevention with the Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. This is Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back, Sunnyside. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle, presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota from Mall of America. I'm your host, Paul Allen. That's Joe Webb, one of the most athletically gifted players we have on the Minnesota Vikings. And we have some very talented individuals here from Sunnyside set to ask Joe Webb some questions. Those helping us with the microphone are two of the beautiful members of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleading team. Here we go. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Maddie, and what is your favorite foods to
eat?
Stay healthy and smart.
Excellent. Excellent job.
Favorite food to eat? I would say grilled chicken. You know, I love grilled chicken sandwich, potato chips. I try to stay away from fried food, like French fries. So that's my favorite food.
Thank you. Excellent, excellent job. Okay, buddy, what is your name and what's your question for Joe Webb?
My name is Lucas, and my question is, how did you form healthy habits?
My mom made sure we ate healthy. You know, whenever she cooked, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, she would always make sure it's healthy food. So we have a treat every now and then, get ice cream. You know, we eat all our food, but you know, it's always healthy food.
Excellent question. Thank you. Come on up here, buddy. What is your question for Joe Webb? And that's a good-looking Adrian Peterson jersey. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Cameron, and my question for Joe is, what was your dream growing up as a kid?
Good question.
My dream. I had a lot of dreams, man. I had a dream. My uncle was in the Army, so I said I wanted to go fly jets in the Army. I don't know why. Also, to be a professional player because I played sports with my brother when I was young. A detective. No, football didn't work out. I had a degree in criminal justice, so I could go back and be a police officer or a detective. So I had a lot of dreams, but, you know, football all worked out for me.
Good question. Thank you, buddy. Come on up here, sweetie, wearing the Christian Ponder jersey. What's your name and what's your question for Joe Webb?
My name is Daviana, and my question is, what was your favorite thing to play at recess when you were a kid?
What'd you love to play at recess, Joe, when you were a kid?
I love to play hide and seek. Hide and seek, my favorite game. Nobody could find it. I stay close to my elementary school, so sometimes I run home and hide, and I come back to school.
Well, that's unfair, but it sure worked, didn't it? Nice job.
Come on over here, buddy.
What is your question for Joe Webb, and what is your name?
My name is Jordan, and my question is, how do you prepare for a game?
You got to make sure you focus. You got to make sure you know your game plan. Listen to your coaches. You know, whatever put you in a good mood, whatever music you like to listen to, if you, whatever you like to do to relax yourself.
Thank you. Okay, what is your name and what is your question?
My name is AJ, and I have a question for Joe. What is your favorite player that retired?
What is your favorite player who has retired?
I have a couple of favorite players. One guy was Cordero Stewart. He was a quarterback and receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was my favorite team growing up. So I looked at Cordero Stewart a lot like myself. You know, very mobile guy, play a lot of positions, and I'm doing the same thing he's doing.
Good question. Thank you. You are next on Vikings Huddle from Mall of America at Nickelodeon Universe, presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is McKenna, and what do you eat for breakfast?
What I eat for breakfast? Depending on what day. I'll tell you what I ate this morning. Eggs with ham in it, rice, biscuit, sausage, bacon, and a cup of Gatorade.
Well, that is a big breakfast, Joe.
Big breakfast for a big man.
Yeah. Nice question. Hello, little buddy. What is your name and what is your question for Joe Webb?
My name is Dylan. My question is, how long do you practice for a game?
Well, practice before a game. I would tell you what we do during the week, because we don't practice before a game because you got to get your legs ready. But we practice for like 2 to 3 hours during the week. So tomorrow I can have a 2 to 3 hour practice.
Good question. A lot of hard work and a lot of practice goes into winning those games on Sundays. That was an excellent question. From Sunnyside at Mall of America, what is your name and what's your question?
I'm Sibley, and my question is, what type of exercises do you like to do?
What exercise do you like to do, Joe?
I like to run. You know, I run. I guess that's why some people say I'm so fast, because I like to run. I might run around the neighborhood, you know, do a little sightseeing, but that's my favorite thing to do, running.
Thank you. Good question. Okay, what is your name and what is your question for Joe Webb?
My name is Taylor, and you have to stay smart and active to play pro football.
Yes, you do have to stay smart and active. You got to make sure you know exactly what you're doing. I mean, you don't want to go on the field and mess up something. Then, so one person mess up on the field, it destroys the whole play. So you got to make sure you know what you're doing, pay attention, listen to your teacher, you study your books, so when you take that test, you know all the answers right there.
Excellent question. Very well done. Okay, our final question from a young man wearing a Jared Allen jersey. This is Joe Webb. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Carson, and my question is, who do you think is faster, you or Patterson?
Oh, man.
Or Daryl Patterson, the rookie from Tennessee, Joe.
What type of question is that, man? Of course, you know, I'm faster. Look at these legs, man.
Great question. Thanks for the Q&A, Joe.
How you guys feeling?
Yeah!
Y'all ready for a little exercising?
Yeah!
Everyone stand up.
Everybody get
stand up.
Now.
All right, listen to me. I want everyone to stand on your right leg. Stand on your left leg. Pat the head. Roll your stomach. Jump on it. Jump on the other leg. Pat your head. Roll your stomach. Stop. Everybody bust a move. Bust a move. Bust a move. Best dance move. Let me see your dance move. There you go. There you go. There you go. Let me see it. Let me see it. Come on. Best dance move. What you got? What you got? Freeze. Break it down. Everybody bring it up. Break it down. Break it down. Bring it up. Bring it up. Harder. 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 Bring it up. Bring it up.
I'm the first hand.
Ready?
I can tell that.
I'm the first hand.
Y'all know, you know what we're breaking it down? Are you ready? One, two, three. Fear of the Play System.
That's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. He's Joe Webb. We thank Mall of America and Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. Thank you very much for watching the Vikings Entertainment Network production. Have a wonderful day.